This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Here we go. It is hour number five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are heading now to Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30. Sands is going to join us coming up in about 10 minutes or so. And we have time in here for some Around the Bases that is brought to you by Uber Eats. I think the biggest thing cooking right now with this team is the ultimate litmus test for how committed ownership is going to be and what you end up doing with Eovaldi and the payroll. It's a couple of extra $1 million a year in tax is what the Rangers are looking at right now. If you don't bring back Eovaldi, you're going to have to skimp somewhere else. And if you're Eovaldi, either you're not getting welcome back because you're what they're going to skimp on, or you're watching them skimp on other important pieces, whether that's another bat or a bullpen or what have you. And I just think you cannot overstate really how important this is that we continue to see financial commitment from ownership to take advantage of what's left in Seager and Simeon's prime.
Yeah, I'm actually going to take this a step further. I think there's something more important than what you just said. That's getting CY's contract taken care of.
No question.
I don't think anything, any decision about Eovaldi or tax or any of that stuff, it's as important as it is, if you don't have a competent general manager, a guy that has, he's battle tested now because he's won a championship and he's gone through a ton of adversity.
Yeah.
So he has a better idea of like how to handle things, I think. But we could talk about all these things with Ray Davis and stuff, and I'm buying what you're saying. But if that general manager's gone, I don't know CY is the one guy that can maybe get Ray Davis to do, to go through the tax and all that stuff. I don't know if another general manager could.
Man, I think that's 100% well said, and I think it's a great take. And I was looking at the Eovaldi move as being a huge one, but you're right. The initial move of what's the status of CY, and if CY is not coming back here, that tells you that he's not confident that they're all in to win.
Yeah,
because, of course, they're down to have CY back, but he may not want them if he doesn't get the feeling that they're still wanting to have the championship expectations. And so, and if CY is not here, then a guy like an Eovaldi won't be here as well. Yeah. I mean, the ripple effect. I mean, that move right there of CY not being here would be, I mean, it would suck the life out of the fan base and out of the clubhouse in a huge way. You're going to lose Bochy probably.
That's what I would say. The ripple effect might
insane.
Be. I'm not, Eovaldi is, yeah, that's tough. You tell me I'm going to lose my World Series winning skipper, and with the possibility of who, like, it could go back to, we'll get a first time manager. We went through that with Woody.
Yeah.
We went through the Woody, the team wasn't good enough, but we went through the growing pains of all that.
It's tough to get a championship formula with your owner, GM, and manager or coach, and once you have it, it's special.
Yeah,
it's like the guy that was in Boston, Epstein, that went to Chicago and made them champs for the first time in a century. The guy that was in New York, Cashman, they go on these runs with a manager like Torrey. You know, and now maybe the Astros have it, even though they had to turn over some crucial pieces. They managed to keep it on the rails. It is driving me crazy that they're so committed to this. They're spending tons of money and maintaining a championship window for now close to a decade. We got there once, never really got to do a victory lap. Never really got to walk crotch first through a regular season. Bruce Bochy was asked if he can imagine putting together a winning rotation without Eovaldi. He says he means so much to this club. I don't know if there's a more respected or focused teammate when it comes to work on and off the field than him. I look at Nathan Eovaldi as one of our core guys. You know, you've heard about his leadership. You know he was 6-0. Or the team was 6-0 in all of his postseason starts last year on your way to the World Series. If you let him go, I'm going to take that as a clear sign. It's we're back to being the Rangers that unfortunately we've been familiar with all too often, yeah, outside of some brief windows of time. And I can't imagine that you could see that opportunity and not want to drive 100 miles an hour through it and give yourself the best chance. But
yeah,
Ray will show his true colors. Bought the players to open up the stadium and get fans excited. Got a World Series and decided, hey, I'm satisfied now, and basically, you know, went back to being miserly, which would be really, really sad.
Yeah, that would be a huge blow. I mean, that's the guy that every single put, like, Bochy's not just saying that when he talks about how respected Eovaldi is. Like, Eovaldi is, I mean, he gets name dropped as a glue guy when he's also, like, an ace champion for you at the same time. It's yeah, like he has both of these qualities where he has tons of respect on the field because he's such a gamer, such a big game competitor who is always rising to the occasion. And so that commands respect. But clearly, as a dude and as a leader in that clubhouse, it is, it is unanimous with the love for him. So that would be yeah, huge.
Yeah, you ask players, and like before you can even finish the question, they're like, oh, Eovaldi. You know, Eovaldi's the guy that everybody looks to, that's the leader, that kind of sets the tone.
And it's not just pitchers. You know, oftentimes you'll see like the pitching staff loves their guy. It's every single player in that clubhouse is like, Eovaldi.
Well, every one of those guys in that clubhouse that wear a ring could be thankful for Nathan Eovaldi and what he did.
And yeah, to be fair.
If you're ever going to win, if you're going to only win one championship, you're going to say, hey, who's the guy that Nathan Eovaldi? I'm a slappy guy. I'm player 23 yeah, down here on the bench.
Yeah.
You know, and I got a ring because of him.
But you also got it because of Monty.
Oh, no.
Absolutely. Let him go for $20 million.
There you go. There you go.
If this is a repeat performance, I think it'll make a lot of Rangers fans' blood boil. You'll obviously hope for the best and hope that they have a counter. It's possible because of how the luxury tax rules work that they just don't want to be repeat taxpayers 3 years in a row, and maybe after 25 they could come back and spend big money in 2026. But it would just, you know, it's hard to see a leopard changing his spots. And we've heard for a decade how, you know, cheap he can be and how much he wants to cut corners in order to save real dollars. You know, it's really important for him. I can't imagine being a billionaire worrying about hundreds of thousands of dollars, but that's, you know, how a lot of millionaires and billionaires are cut. That's what allows them to be so, you know, budget conscious that they multiply their wealth over the course of their lifetime. So, but it would just suck to have another situation like that in DFW sports when a handful of big league teams are getting to the top and staying there because of their willingness to write the check. Sorry, Chief, what else do you have here in bases time brought to you by Uber Eats?
No, I know we have we'll get with Jared here in just a minute, but I did see some quotes from Bochy about Jack Leiter. He said they could be starting Leiter on Monday, still looking for their starter on Sunday as well. Haven't decided that yet. But just saying that they're trying to get Leiter reps out there against major league hitters. And he said Bochy said that they sort of flirted with the idea of Leiter being used in the bullpen come September. So I don't know how you guys feel about that. There's a part of me that's like, I think let's get all the starting opportunities out. Like, let's just, this season's gone. So, I mean, I guess if it's just to find a way to get him in there and get him opportunities out of the bullpen, but I would probably try and maintain him as a starter through September and through the season, and then you have a larger sample size on what you got with this dude.
What about pitching him in bullpen situations, high leverage, just to kind of get him the experience of having to try and get out of trouble? You know, maybe that's what they're thinking about here.
It's a different mindset. I would be willing to try it just for the simple fact of maybe that plays better to the intensity he's bringing into the game. Bullpen door swings open.
Yeah.
He's breathing like a bull. He's blowing on his hand. He's here to rock and roll for 10 minutes and then get out of the game.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what his energy would be more appropriate for at the big league
level.
Maybe
they're trying to build a guy that could be that, maybe some toughness, you know, out of that bullpen. That ain't easy. You know, two on, bases loaded, you know, no outs. I mean, you know, you sink or swim out there. Maybe they're trying to, you know, maybe they're trying to carry him through that, some of those high leverage situations.
Boy, it would be telling if they're already willing to give up on him as a starter, though, right? Like, wow. Especially after having a good year in the minors.
Yeah. Right.
He's handling that. I think I would overall be patient with that plan for another year or two before I'm looking to cut bait and make a reliever out of him. But they need bullpen next year. Robertson and Yates are going to be gone as long as we're cost-cutting.
Yes.
And they need some young guys to step up and be ready for that. And if Leiter's not going to be ready as a starter, maybe that works. We'll talk with Jared Sandler about these topics and more coming up next. It's the G-Bag Nation on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And welcome back, Nation. We're live at the Globe. Sandler's Rangers preview is brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Segments presented by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's in an accident, not your fault, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. Jared, how the heck are you tonight? Good evening.
What's going on, guys?
Well, we were just talking about Eovaldi. How important is it to have him back next year?
Yeah, I think it's definitely important. I wouldn't say that it's a, you know, if they don't have him next year, there's, you know, no chance of winning, but gosh, wouldn't you like to go into the season with a rotation of DeGrom, Malley, and Eovaldi? You know, that's a pretty stout top three. And then, you know, Jack Leiter, Kamar Rocker, John Gray. I mean, you don't know who else is going to be in the mix. But and I just think that Eovaldi, from a clubhouse standpoint and what he brings as a leader, would be, a very tough loss for this team to have to work around if he doesn't come back next year.
Is Rocker the fourth guy next year in that rotation?
I don't know if he's the fourth guy to start the season, but, you know, I think he could certainly work his way there. I do think that he's got a great shot to make the team out of camp. I just, you know, do they ease him in? Is he, if John Gray's in the rotation, you probably have John Gray as your fourth guy, right? And Cody Bradford. Let's not forget about Cody Bradford. I mean, they got, I don't want to say an embarrassment of riches, but they definitely have a lot of depth when it comes to the rotation.
Yeah, what do you like Jack Leiter coming out of the bullpen a little bit? I heard Bochy flirting with the idea perhaps for the month of September. Do you like that? I mean, what's your thoughts there?
Yeah, I mean, if they feel like they need to manage his innings, then that makes sense. I personally would like to see him start. I think, you know, the more opportunities he gets as a starter, the more he can kind of, you know, ease his way in. And I don't know if it's nerves or rust or, you know, however you want to characterize it, but just get more comfortable to, you know, start big league games and face big league lineups. So now I'm not sitting here telling you that he might not end up as a reliever long term. You know, I think that's still to be seen. He's got to figure out, you know, how to best navigate a lineup multiple times. But I definitely think that, you know, if it's up to me right now, unless you're trying to limit the innings, I'd like to see him start.
Jared, I kind of thought maybe they would try and put him in some high leverage situations to see if he can work his way out of things.
Yeah, I think if I don't know, if you're going to move into the bullpen, then you got to move into the bullpen for the rest of the year. I think the last thing you want to do to a kid is, you know, bounce him back, right?
Sure.
So if they make that decision, then yeah, why not put him in high leverage spots? I mean, it's not like, you know, at this point you're really, you know, fighting tooth and nail for a playoff spot. Now,
sure,
that doesn't mean you displace Kirby Yates or David Robertson. But, that, you know, they're high leverage spots outside of the eighth and ninth innings. But, you know, again, personally, I want this guy to start until I know for sure he can't start. And you know, this is a low leverage final month. It's a great, for me, it's a great opportunity for him to get that work. Unless, again, like I said, unless they feel like they want to limit the innings just to protect him going into next year.
Can you get Seager to sign my bobblehead for me?
We can work on it.
Sounds good. That was a yes to me. Yeah, Jared, have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you soon.
All right, fellas. Take care of y'all as well.
He's at Jared Sandler on X, and he's Rangers pre- and post-game show host, insider, and play-by-play man. So thanks to him. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup back there at Master Control 75 and Fitzhugh, keeping the Gators down best he can. Thanks to Brian Broaddus and Eric Chiafalo. Zach Wolchuk will be back on Monday. Till then, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation, Eddies.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.